The morning show continues with our guests from the World Peace and Health Organization. Organization, I believe, founded on for Buddhists who come from China and other countries, or really all over the world, making quite an impact in the city of Amsterdam. We welcome Regina Law and Jenny Wong to the program. Regina, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Bob.
How are you doing? And Jenny, how's it going?
Oh, good.
Thank you.
I mean, especially with Jenny Wong, I feel like I should know you. I've talked to you on the phone, and you're frequently quoted. You become the spokesperson for the group, although I gather Regina's kind of starting to take over that role more.
No, actually, we're working together.
Okay, very good. And you said that you did want Regina to do a lot of the talking today, but what is it you wanted to say?
Well, I want to say thank you to those who are welcoming us to be here. This is what I think. And for the incidents happens, as you know, that we have been robbed for the Buddha statues in the former St. Casimir Church, I would like to say that this kind of people is going to get harm to the peace and also the image of our city, so that they are not that kind. And I think most of the people in city of Amsterdam will be cooperative together to get rid of this kind of crime, because we would like our cities to be prosper and stable.
You're referring to the burglary last weekend at, I believe, two of the properties owned by World Peace and Health Organization, one of which the former St. Casimir's Church. The police have made arrests, and I'm a little curious, if we'll stick with that story for a moment. One of the major items that was taken was a statue of the Buddha, I do believe, or maybe and more than one. Seven statues were taken from the temple, but eight have been taken. All right, and one has been recovered. Any more recovered is my question.
Not yet. That's what we concerned, because all of the Buddha statues is very important to us. They are all priceless, not only one. So that we would like to ask for the help from all our public and also from our friends to lay a helping hand to help discover the situations of the statue.
Okay. And also I'm a little confused. The one statue that the police recovered, do the police still have that, or do you have it back?
Oh, I think it's still held by them as evidence.
Okay, but you're hoping to have it back. And again, one final question, then I will switch over to Regina. We want to get Regina in on this, you know, talking about the burglary, which I think, you know, unanimously is deplored in the city. I mean, there's some controversy about some of the things your group is doing, but I don't think anybody wants you to be the subject of a break-in. The police believe that this was not targeted against your group. They believe that this was just a group of people who were stealing items, and that they, you know, stole items from you as well as other people. But do you go along with their assessment?
No, I don't think that is it is kind of ordinary things. Because up to our findings since yesterday, I have some of our co-workers report to me that, you know, that we have 48 properties altogether, and we find the majority of them, 90% of them, the copper pipes were stolen.
You mean there were break-ins at 90% of your properties?
Yes, 90% of the property, which is what I'm telling about the 48 numbers of properties, the copper pipes were stolen. So that it is not an ordinary thing at all. It is a felony.
Well, yes, it is. But I think the point the police are making is that, although you're giving me new information here, is that they don't believe it was targeted against you because who you are, the fact that you're a Buddhist group or that you're new to the area, that it's just that people wanted to steal items of worth and they chose your places.
I hope not. But actually, the behaviors of the people is kind of terrorist behavior, because they are doing harm to our city's prosperity and stability. This is what I think. So I wonder that it is a very sensitive time, because we have just announced we would like to better this place to be the first health cities and become the model city of the state and also maybe all over the world. But this felony happened during this time. It is not a coincidence at all.
All right. So I guess maybe I'm not hearing what you're saying. Let me see if this is what you're saying. You do believe it was targeted at your group specifically?
I hope not. But I don't think that it is an ordinary matter. It's exceptional.
Mm-hmm. And also what you're telling me that I didn't know, my understanding was, and maybe I missed something in the news coverage, is that there was the break-in at your temple, the former church, and at one of your properties, but you're saying other of your properties also have been burglarized?
It is just found.
Pardon?
It's just found. Well, we just found that some other copper pipe is missing because the back door of the other properties, during the time when we, before the auctions, we have take a look of the properties. Nobody's get access to the back door. But after that, we have inspections during these several days after the burglary had taken place.
Okay, I hate to sound like a prosecutor here, but so I mean, are you saying how many properties have been burglarized of that belong to World Peace and Health?
I think 90%. They told me 90%.
So that would be something like, I don't know, more than 30 of them?
Yes.
Okay. And copper pipes taken?
Yes.
And two suspects are in custody, according to the Amsterdam police, and they're seeking a third suspect.
Yes.
All right. Very interesting. I thank you, Jenny Wong. Let me talk to Regina for a while. Regina, how you doing?
Hi. Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Let me go back. And by the way, we're talking with the guests from World Peace and Health Organization, much in the news in Amsterdam in recent years. How long have you been with World Peace and Health Organization?
5 to 6 years.
Where are you from?
I originally from Hong Kong, but I immigrant to Canada.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jenny? Where are you from originally? In
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Would you say, and since, I don't know, maybe this is just two of many, are most of your members, you know, have roots in Hong Kong?
Actually, it's come from different parts of the China and also different places, not the only from Hong Kong.
Because one of the questions, let me put it this way. And again, I don't want to, I'm sorry if I talk too fast or whatever. I certainly can't speak your language, which is,
okay.
And here I am mumbling along and so forth. But you know, one of the basic questions we keep hearing from the natives here, you know, people that lived here, is, you know, who are these people? Where are they from? And would it be correct to say that most of the people who belong to World Peace and Health have some kind of roots in China?
It's original from China, but I'm still thinking that this is not really a big deal that where we come from, because we just send out the message that we give out the health dharma to the people and make them got the good health. That is the main purpose.
I understand that is the main purpose of your message, what's called the dharma, which I believe means a teaching.
Yeah, it's like a method. Yeah, it's a Sanskrit, the Dharma, but actually you can use the method. We teach the ways to let the people practice and then make their good health.
Right, from your leader. Now, but people will continue to ask, you know, and where you come from, and again, I'd like to tell you both, you know, welcome to the neighborhood. But this is how things work kind of over here,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you probably know, and it probably happens all over the world. But the nature of the United States has been one group moving in after another. You know what I mean? In other words, the first people who lived here, the Native Americans, you know, were kind of disappointed when they saw my ancestors coming in. You know, I tend to be part of me is of British origin. You know, who are these people? And I'm sure they asked that question. And then the British people were asking when the Irish came on, what are they doing coming here? You know, so it's always a question. And the question also kind of changes not only where you're coming from, but, you know, why here? What is so good, or what in particular draws you to this area?
Actually, we follow our master, Holy Jiguang Sangsi. He is the one that to give out the Dharma to us and then give us our health. So that's why that we just follow him to come here.
Okay, but why did he pick here? I mean, maybe this is going to be a great thing, and then in years to come, we'll be saying, boy, can you believe it? Holy Jiguang Sangsi, is that how the name is said? I mean, he picked the Amsterdam area, but do you know why he picked it?
That is the first time I met my Holy Master Jiguang Sangsi is in Canada, Toronto. Actually, he's traveling around, and also he lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and he just choosing the place that was the right place for the health city. And then when we get here, and then we stay here already 5 years, and then we found that it's really a good for the people here to build up the health city.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's a good point that you came here 5 years ago. I mean, it's not like it seems like it just happened like a month ago. But you folks, the first purchase, I believe, that
the Western Shrine,
right, was at the Auriesville Shrine,
yes.
a building that the Jesuits no longer wanted. Mm-hmm. The Christian group at the Auriesville Shrine. So, is that, for example, is that where you live?
Yes,
the shrine, not the Auriesville Shrine.
Yeah, it's only the retreats.
The retreat house.
I didn't mean that.
Western Shrine.
Right. Yeah, it's a part of their property though, which they sold.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And you've been you folks have been living there.
Yes.
Have you lived there for 5 years?
Yes.
And you too, Jenny?
Yes.
So you've both been you're living in this area for 5 years.
Yes.
Okay. And now. It does seem, though, that in particular, was it in this year, you have started to expanding purchases of property here in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why this year, you know, as opposed to last year or whatever?
Everything is just follow the will, you know. Something then when you move to the one place and then you stay there and then you will start to expand.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very normal thing happening. So, and also the people came in here because of the master. He's staying here. So the people came to worship him and also come to stay with him. And then we set up the really one, set up the health city here. And then to make the people understand us and then mm-hmm. also know more. So that's we welcome the Western people to join us, our course.
Okay.
Our course is... Actually, we're happening for free for many times. But actually, when I met my master, I have to pay for $300 for learning the health dharma. But for the Western people, I know and understand when the first time we came here, maybe it's strange for the outside people. So that's why they want to know then we will give free courses for you to come to join us.
Has anybody taken you up on that?
Yes. Jenny already taught a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave out a lot of courses here as well.
Courses.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Does Zigwang Shangshi, does he live here?
Yes.
Oh, he's at Fultonville.
Yeah, right. So that's why...
Permanently? Yeah. But he travels a lot, I gather.
Yes.
He does travel a lot? Is that...
No, it's permanently now. So that's why the people come here to see him.
Aha. Uh-huh. So he's not traveling a lot?
Before, yes. But now he's mostly stay there.
Okay. We'll be back with our guests from the World Peace and Health Organization. If you have questions or comments for them, our number is 684-0123. This is The Morning Show, Light FM 104.7, 1570 AM, WVTL. Temperature is 67 degrees. Our guests will join us just until 9. I was trying to encourage them to stay a bit later because there's a lot to ask them about. We're talking with Regina Law right now. Jenny Wong's left the room for the moment, but... Another question people have is, I mean, probably the most controversial issue right now, you know, in the city of Amsterdam is the proposal to buy the school. Because, you know, it's a public building and the way things work here, the people actually end up having to vote on that. And I gather at the public hearing, one of the gentlemen who was questioning you said that your group seems to have an unlimited supply of money. There's another question. Where's the money come from?
I'm just thinking that if someone come to your place... And then will you ask how much money in your pocket and how you get the money? We'll ask this question. Actually, we got some people who support us. So that is the main point. So it's very rude to ask the people when the people come in already ask their money where they come from.
Hmm.
It's very impolite. So that's why we don't want to answer that question.
Hmm. Well, for example, we've had developers come here. In fact, a developer failed. He got a kind of a bad, reception here. Uri Kaufman from Long Island. But he basically borrows the money and he gets government grants for the money. I mean, I'm sorry you feel it's rude, but I think it's just that people wonder about it. I mean, when all is said and done, if you've got the money and you make the commitments and buy the properties, I mean, well, that's that. But I guess my hunch is that the money comes from people who are in the organization.
But I already said that the people come here because of our master, the Holy Jiguang Sangsi,
mm-hmm.
because he is the one that to teach us the health dharma to make us more healthily and also more intelligently. So that's why that we like to follow him and then to develop here. So that is the main problem. So that's why they, if they have money, and then they will buy a house here, and then stay, they will immigrate here and stay here.
Mm-hmm. Now, another a question I have, and actually somebody sent me an email about this. I was tooling around the internet, you know, about your organization, and you, there are a lot of hits on that. Is the World Peace and Health Organization the same as the American Sports Committee? That's what I was sort of fumbling around here, because I'd written that name down, but I couldn't find it. I find it on a website, for example, Jenny's name's on that. Is that the same group? Or what is that group?
Actually, just like a big company, they got a branch. But every branch have their own aims. So it's differently. But the but all come from, it's like Guangwan Mijong. It's from the Jiguang Shanxi. But because the different people from different intelligence and then talent, and then they will separate, and then they do different things.
Okay, so they are related, you're saying?
Yeah, it's related, but they're not the same people.
So some are different.
Yeah, and
so
yes.
What does the word sports mean in connection with that? I mean, is that part of the health activity?
Yes.
You encourage sports? I mean, I don't know.
We encourage basketball, the volleyball, and also the ping pong ball, all these kind of sports.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the people, what they like, you know, what they talent of which part of the sports.
And again, Regina Law is with us, and Jenny Wong back in the room. Let me ask you this question. Again, don't want to be rude or offensive, but is there some sense that you're coming to America, or you know, maybe the original move out of China was because an organization such as this might run into difficulties with the Chinese government? I mean, the Chinese government has been known for clamping down on religious organizations. You know, I guess it's, you know, different than it was in the quote-unquote bad old days before they were more reformed, if you will.
No, not at all. We have very good relationship with the Chinese government. But the reasons why we are being here, it's that Master identified that this place is having the right times to be enjoying the health dharma and enjoying more peace and health. This is a good point. Because during the time when Master is teaching to us, he told us that not only the Easterner, what we call the Oriental people, mm-hmm. can enjoy this Dharma. Many, many, I think it is millions of people in mainland China and Hong Kong and in Oriental area has already enjoying this health Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the people in the West? This is the questions.
Okay, I think maybe I'm getting somewhere here, understanding this. So you would like to appeal to people like me, or people, you know, who are Westerners, you know, the Americans here. You're hoping, and you know, this is certainly not unusual here, you know, with people coming in trying to, maybe to use the word, convert people. But you're here to encourage, you know, Westerners to get involved in your quote unquote thing, you know, the health dharma.
Well, we are not going to intend to convert people. You know, actually for those who would like to learn the Dharma, there's no distinctions upon religions, gender, political preference, language, and what else. As long as they would like to enhance their health, they're all welcome to be here. This is what we are aiming at.
Also, and again, somebody probably going to ask me this, you're offering it to the Westerners, if you will, or the people here, in the, you know, live here for free right now, the training or the...
Well, we have been offering them for free quite a long time. So it is not the time for free. Otherwise, people are thinking that, oh, what is the purpose behind? What is your money coming from? And of course, this is an issue that we have to break even, so that we are not going to let the class to be delivered free.
All right, so you will be charging?
Yes.
Okay, all right. In fact, honestly, that makes me happier. I mean, I'm thinking, yes, I mean, because that makes more sense, you
yes.
know, that you've got to charge. Now, you have big plans. It seems that one of your, and again, I shouldn't put words in her mouth, but she's on, you know, her picture's on the website. It seems that Mayor Anne Thain has been quite welcoming to you folks here in the city of Amsterdam. Has that been so?
I appreciate that.
Okay. And also, you've had different events and open houses and things like that, and I gather that you have another one coming up, the Autumn Festival or something of that nature?
Autumn Festival is a Chinese festival going to celebrate the harvesting time. So this is a time for the peoples coming together to celebrate fullness, happiness, and reunion.
And that'll be later this season?
Oh, no. Actually, it has just accomplished yesterday and the day before.
Okay. I'm sorry to laugh. It just seems like every time I say something, I think I've understood what you said. It's like different. So I thought you were going to have some sort of open house for
people. Yes. Later on, we target to let the former St. Casimir Church, which is now renamed as the Five Buddha Temple, mm-hmm. to be opened by October 14th, on the day that we are going to have the Health Dharma's class.
Oh, you'll have the class at the temple?
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay. We do have a caller on the line. Again, they're only going to be with us now until 9 o'clock. Hello, WVTL-FM.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask of your guests if they could, and I'm going to hang up and listen, if they could briefly give their definition of nirvana, because I'm familiar with the Buddhist religion myself.
Right, okay.
And so I'd like to know the answer to that question. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, anybody want to take that one? What is nirvana?
Well, this is the things that the people should learn from actually learning Dharma, not a word that we are going to narrate or illustrate on the phone. This is what we understand, because nirvana is not something that we can describe. Mm-hmm. I think he had better go to the class on the October 14th
okay.
and learn more the Dharma before he would like to understand more nirvana.
There are probably, millions of adherents of Buddhism around the world, but the World Peace and Health Organization, the Master Zigwang Changshi, I gathered, again, maybe this is wrong, again, going online, it said something to the effect that your particular group is part of the same wing of the Buddhism that maybe is better known in the West here, and that would be the Zen Buddhist wing. Is that true or not true?
Well, we are in the esoteric Buddhism sect. Esoteric.
And isn't Zen Buddhism part of that as well?
Zen is another sect.
Different.
Different.
It's different from that. Originally, was Master Zigwang Changshi from China also?
I think he's now in United States.
I understand, but originally, was he from other, another place in the East?
I think he come from China.
From China?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you both for joining us. We're just about out of time. Do you have anything you'd like to leave with the folks? I would love to have you stay after 9 if you could, but if you can't, you can't. Regina, how about you?
I think that is because actually Bob really like to come and then to answer your question and also answer the people question, because but I just thinking when the people newcomer to the place, we also need to settle down first and then to understand more the people here and then become friends, and then we will understand more with each other. That is a really good thing. So that's why you let us to have a chance to come here to let the people understand who we are and also why we come here. And then for us, it's really, really for the health and also for the peace.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want everyone to welcome us.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I don't know if you folks saw the Daily Gazette editorial today, which says it urges Amsterdam to be nice to the Buddhists. That might be something. And Jenny, before you leave, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I would like to say thank you to the people living here, and I would like to welcome them to come to understand us more by using the opportunity offered in October 14, 15, and 16.
All right. Well, we hope to have you back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.